राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद।
आई थिंक ऑन दैट डे टेक्स्ट 33 आई रेड द ट्रांसलेशन और नी ओके टेक्स्ट 33 युवां वे ब्रह्मणादिष्टौ प्रजा सर्गे सदा ततः संयम्येन्द्रिय ग्रामं ते पाथे परमं तपः। When both of you here now, Bhagwan is saying, when both of you were ordered by Lord Brahma to create progeny, you first underwent severe austerities by controlling your senses. Here is an instruction how to use one's senses to create progeny. According to Vedic principles, before creating progeny, one must fully control the senses. This control takes place through the Garbhadhana Sanskara. In India, there is a great agitation for birth control in various mechanical ways. But birth cannot be mechanically controlled. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, verse number 9, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. Birth, death, old age, and disease are certainly the primary distresses of the material world. People are trying to control birth, but they are not able to control death. And if one cannot control death, one cannot control birth either. In other words, artificially controlling birth is not any more feasible than artificially controlling death. This means where is the population in India also many programs are going on, government, but time to time they are fearful that one day there will be a lot of population and there will be no place to leave anybody. So the situation will be very difficult. वो गौशाला वाले वो बल्ब होल्डर मैंने दे दिया है, मैं आ रहा हूँ थोड़ी देर में। हाँ बल्ब होल्डर ऑलरेडी इन द फर्स्ट टेक्स्ट इट इज सेड दैट द फोर थिंग्स वी हैव टू फेस आफ्टर टेकिंग बर्थ इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, डेथ, बर्थ, डेथ, नेचर ऑफ मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, birth, death, old age and diseases. Somehow we are globally able to control some diseases. But it not happened like that, that what will the next disease will come, we are also knowing. We are all knowing. A long time before, there was cholera. हैवी डायरिया पॉक्सेस somehow we are able to control this. But we see that after all controlling all these kind of diseases, there is no full stop on diseases. Every time, all the time, some new diseases are just raising. HIV, H1N1, hepatitis, dengue.
Thank you.
Yes. And then this chikungunya. Yes, this is also one of the things related with high fever. And then recently we had corona. And then bird flu, cow med, or different kinds of names are there. None is stoppable. So we cannot say that we are successful. But here, controlling birth. Prabhupada is saying that if we are not able to control death, we are also not able to control birth. Artificially, we are trying. But we are failed same as in the process of stopping death. That's why here the meaning, controlling your senses, underwent severe austerities by controlling your senses. Means it is clear that austerity is not possible till your senses are not controlled. According to Vedic civilization, procreation should not be contrary to religious principles, and then the birth rate will be controlled. I myself not understanding some meaning here. It is saying, according to Vedic civilization, procreation should not be contrary to religious principles, and then the birth rate will be controlled.
Meaning that
to follow
religious principles,
what the Shastras are saying.
Yeah, then it will be under control.
Yeah. So very clearly, Prabhupada describing here that if we really want to control birth rate, we have to follow the instruction of Vedic principles, that can including religious principles also, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, dharma viruddho bhutesu kamosmi, in the 7th chapter, verse number 11 in Bhagavad Gita, dharma viruddho bhutesu kamosmi. Sex not contrary to religious principles is a representation of the Supreme Lord. If you are following, then this is accordingly. If we are with free choice, if you are doing, this is called dharma viruddha, against the virtues. People should be educated in how to give birth to good children through samskaras, beginning with the garbhadhan samskar. Birth should not be controlled by artificial means. For this will lead to a civilization of animals. We want birth, but under the law of this samskara, under the guidance, I will not say law, under the guidance of this dharma, this garbhadhan samskara, what type of birth we want on this earth. The meaning of this statement is like this. Just some jiva production is not meaning here. This jiva, this soul should be elevated with full of pious activities since childhood. The mind of this girl child or girl boy should be according to this samskara. The meaning to this samskara, that we are pleasing Supreme Personality to send in this garbha, in this womb, a special kind of soul. It was happening in India before. That why in 16 different kind of samskara, one samskara was garbhadhan samskara. After the meeting, within 3-4 days, this was happening before with the hymns and chanting of this pandits. Husband and wife were sitting over there and they were urging to call nice soul inside the womb. This was the meaning of garbhadhan samskara. Before, it was not for sense gratification. We mate, we enjoy, satisfied, that's it. No. Even by the meeting, their mind was different. Because it also depends very much scientifically the mood and the mind of the parents. Because our body made of water, both sides, parents and mother. It was like this. Birth to good children through samskaras, beginning with the garbhadhana samskara. Here it is said good children. Not like anyone ordinary coming and just creating nonsense in the society. It was because of the society. It was because of dharma. And if you are trying to control artificially, artificially means from the beginning. Your meeting is artificially. Your whole process is artificial. Artificial when you are enjoying for yourself, only thinking about your enjoyment, this becomes artificial. The things become artificial when you think about only your enjoyment. This becomes totally artificial. This is called, as per my small mind, things. If one follows the religious principles, he automatically practices birth control. Because if one is spiritually educated, not only academically educated, spiritually education is important. He knows that the after effects of sex are various types of misery. Bahu dukkha bhaja. Various types of misery. You see, misery?
Misery.
One who is spiritually advanced does not indulge in uncontrolled sex. Therefore, instead of being forced to refrain from sex or refrain from giving birth to many children, people should be spiritually educated. And then birth control will automatically follow. One good son, one good girl, if it is there, they are is equal to 100 useless children. One bona fide soul is able to change thousands and thousands of minds. And it is only possible when we are spiritually educated. Spiritually educated people can only pray. They don't have their personal enjoyment. They want the welfare of the society. They want the welfare to bring a good soul connected with parampara. Isn't it? As per the, this is Prabhupada is explaining here. So it is not only for them, not for the only parents. It's for the whole community, whole parivar, whole society, country, for whole world, like Prabhupada. Beneficial for whole world.
Yeah, one soul.
One soul. Is able. Guruji, one soul is able to collect many and changing there, washing out there. Fallen idea. If one is determined to make a spiritual advancement, he will not beget a child unless able to make that child a devotee. As is stated, I read again this. If one is determined to make a spiritual advancement, he will not beget a child unless able to make that child a devotee. First himself, and then he will try to bring some soul. As is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Skanda, 5th chapter, 18th verse. Pita na sa syat. Pita na sa syat. One should not become a father unless one is able to protect his child from mrityu. The path of birth and death. Here the meaning protection is different. If simply if someone is sending his child in this material world, that eat, drink and be merry and go and make money and wealth and go the satisfied with this material existence, it's like mrityu, death. And if this, yes, it is like this. And birth is also like this. Something is there. After taking birth, sending him like this is both together, death, birth and death. Means he is not be able to deliver. He will not understand who he is. Who is he? Meaning is like this here. That soul or that child, the father should be able to make him understand what is the meaning that you were born in this world. But where is their education about this? A responsible father never begets children like cats and dogs. Instead of being encouraged to adopt artificial means of birth control, people should be educated in Krishna consciousness, because only then will they understand their responsibility to their children. If one can beget children who will be devotees and be taught to turn aside from the path of birth and death. Mrityu samsara vartamani. There is no need of birth control. After understanding Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and then Sannyas. Sannyas, automatically birth control is there after a certain time. And if by the grace, by the mercy of Radharani, if this type of soul comes, then from the beginning, and since childhood, this child will be become like a very high class devotee. It may be possible that from Brahmacharya, he will not jump in Grihastha, directly Vanaprastha, or from Brahmacharya, he will directly jump to Sannyas. Then automatically we don't need artificially birth control. Like in Tibet, it's happening. Eldest son of the family definitely turning to become Lama in Tibet. Oldest son of the family.
Lama means a priest, sannyasi, Buddhist one.
So this is their doing. This is their doing because of their, they are not following this Vedic. The one contradiction is there. They are not following these Vedic things. But this is their rule to control their, this is also becomes artificially. But here I am saying that in our, the Sanatan Parampara, if something happening, as I said, we always pray that good souls should come. If some Mahatma coming, the nature of Mahatma since childhood will be like this. That from Brahmacharya, he will direct jump into Sannyas. So this, our is natural. Our will be natural if this kind of soul is there. But in Tibet, even I think this is what they are doing. This is forcibly artificial. You have to be.
Yeah, this is tradition.
This is tradition. It means tradition forced them to do. And here, with the process of Vedic knowledge,
understanding, we
understanding and we pleasing, we are praying for this. It doesn't matter, they can, this soul can become a very, very famous doctor also. Possible.
And the devotee.
Devotee and possible, that's his mind is also that not too much in this sense gratification. So this is, these are automatic birth control processes. Instead of being encouraged to adopt artificial means of birth control, people should be educated in Krishna consciousness. Because only then will they understand their responsibility to their children. If one can beget children, who will be the devotees and be taught to turn aside from the path of birth and death, then there is no need of birth control. Rather, one should be encouraged to beget children. Artificial means of birth control have no value. Whether one begets children or does not, a population of men who are like cats and dogs will never make human society happy. It is therefore necessary for people to be educated spiritually, so that instead of begetting children like cats and dogs, they will undergo austerities to produce devotees. Austerity means prayer. My small mind said already something. This will make their lives successful. Text 34-35. Varsa vata tap hima gharma kala gunananu sahamano swasarod vinirdhut manu malau shirana parna nilahar upashante na chetasa matta kamana vipsanto madanadan mihatu. This is tough. My dear father and mother, you endured rain, wind, strong sun, scorching heat and severe cold, suffering all sorts of inconvenience according to different seasons. By practicing pranayama to control the air within the body through yoga, and by eating only air and dry leaves fallen from the trees, you cleansed from your minds all dirty things. In this way, desiring a benediction from me, you worshipped me with peaceful minds. Things are there. They were Mahatadi Mat Purusha and Mata, Mata Pita. Those who were able to do in their last life, Devaki and Vasudev, they did all these things. Here, this translation is saying to controlling by your tolerance, power of tolerance. So these days, I think this is little
difficult.
Vasudeva and Devaki did not obtain the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son very easily. Definitely, if you want God as your child, simply if it is not easy, then desiring a God as your child, this we can understand that this is possible if you want God as a child. So you have to go through all these things. But the path of bhakti is saying something different. Even after doing this, the matter of heart comes. The matter of madhurya comes. After doing all these things, need to check also. In these days, by these type of practicing, ahamkara is the main thing, can come very easily. Like Nirjala Ekadasi, will you be able to just decline your amkara or not? This is not, is very difficult to say. The part of austerity, it is possible. But it will be a part of purification. This is a question mark for me as my and the melting tendency of her heart is there after doing all these things by practicing these. If it is possible, then for someone, okay. But I think for these type of practices, these types of advancement, soft heart, nature with full of madhurya, sweetness, it needs different kind of practices. It needs that to become loving. Nature, by nature we have to become loving. Our abhyas in madhurya field, we can say, we can have different practices. These type of austerities are kind of challenge, but it's not easy.
I guess they were appropriate for the place, for the time, for the persons. They express their desire to doing this type of
yadhyana.
We do different kind of
yadhyana. Yeah. So, nor does the Supreme Godhead accept merely anyone as his father and mother. Here we can see how Vasudeva and Devaki obtained Krishna as their eternal son. In our own lives, we are meant to follow the principles indicated herewith for getting good children. Of course, it is not possible for everyone to get Krishna as his son. But at least one can get very good sons and daughters for the benefit of human society. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that if human beings do not follow the spiritual way of life, there will be an increase of Varna Sankara population. Population begotten like cats and dogs. And the entire world will become like hell. Not practicing Krishna consciousness, but simply encouraging artificial means to check the population will be futile. The population will increase and it will consist of Varna Sankara, unwanted progeny. It is better to teach people how to beget children, not like cats, not like hogs and dogs. Hogs are something.
Hog is pig.
Not like hogs and dogs.
Swine.
But in controlled life. Human life is meant not for becoming a hog or dog, but for Tapo Divyam, transcendental austerity. Everyone should be taught to undergo austerity, tapasya. Although it may not be possible to undergo tapasya like that of Prishni. Prishni means Devaki, and Sotapa means Vasudeva. The Shastra has given an opportunity for a method of tapasya, very easy to perform. So in the tapasya and austerity, these words are here. When we listen these words, we think, my God, this is not possible. This we cannot do. It's not like that. Here, maybe, now in coming sentences, what is saying? The Shastra is given an opportunity for a method of tapasya very easy to perform. That is the Sankirtana movement. One cannot expect to undergo tapasya to get Krishna as a child. Yet, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Kirtananad Eva Krishnasya, one can become so pure that one becomes free from all the contamination of this material world. Mukta Sangha, and goes back home, back to Godhead. Param Brajit. The Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, is teaching people not to adopt artificial means of happiness, but to take the real path of happiness as prescribed in the Shastra. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and become perfect in every aspect of material existence. Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam eva kevalam, klo nasti, 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 gati ranyatha. Text 36. Evam vam tapyato stitram, evam vam tapyato stivram, tapa param duskaram, divyavarsa sahasrani, dvadasheyur madatmanoho. Thus you spend 12,000 celestial years. My God. Performing difficult activities of tapasya in consciousness of me. Consciousness of me means Krishna consciousness. Text 37, 38. Tadavam paritusto ahamamuna babukshanige tapsa sriddhya nityam bhaktya cha hridi bhavita pradurasam varadarad yuvayo kam ditsaya triyatam vara ityukte madrishovam dhita sutaha. O sinless Mother Devaki, after the expiry of 12,000 celestial years, in which you constantly contemplated me within the core of your heart with great faith, devotion and austerity, I was very much satisfied with you. Since I am the best of all bestowers of benediction, I appear in this same form as Krishna to ask you to take from me the benediction you desire. You then expressed your desire to have a son exactly like me. Exactly like God is only God. But is Radharanin Thakurji are very merciful. In Shastra, it is their same, their word, the path of austerity, what the Prishni and Sutapa Devaki Vasudev did in their past life. It was only possible, as you said, time, place, and circumstances. At that time, it was possible for them But the mercifulness in this Kali Kala, in the form of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, arranged. He said, no, no, no. Devki Vasudev, forget it. Okay, this is the one more part. Now, I tell what will work. A simple Mahamantra. Because many things happen now. Without love, without prema, this Kali Yuga, this time of this Kali Yuga will not will be able to do anything. So that night, right now the time to make loving devotees. And for this loving devotee, Mahaprabhu brought, for the Radharani and Krishna together, they brought this Mahamantra.
Gokya prema hari namasa
ki
hari
12,000 years on the celestial planets is not a very long time for those who live in the upper planetary system. Although it may be very long for those who live on this planet. Sutapa was the son of Brahma. And we have already understood from Bhagavad Gita, one day of Brahma equals many millions of years according to our calculation. Sastra Yuga Pranyantam Aryad Brahmano Vidu. We should be careful to understand that to get Krishna as one's son, one must undergo such great austerities. If we want to get the Supreme Personality of Godhead to become one of us in this material world, this requires great penance. But if we want to go back to Krishna, Taktva Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mam Iti So Arjuna, we need only understand him and love him. Through love only we can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore declared, Prema Pumartho Mahan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore declared, Prema Pumantho Mahan. Love of Godhead is the highest achievement for anyone. As we have explained, in worship of the Lord, there are three stages. Jnana, Jnanamai, and Rati, or love. Sutapa and his wife, Krishni, inaugurated their devotional activities on the basis of full knowledge. Gradually, they developed love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when this love was mature, the Lord appeared as Vishnu. Although Devaki then requested him to assume the form of Krishna to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead more. We want a form of the Lord like Krishna and Rama. We can engage in loving transaction with Krishna especially. In this age, we are all fallen, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow upon us love of Godhead directly. This was appreciated by the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami said, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nam Nigaura Tuse Namaha. In this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as Mahavadanya, the most munificent of charitable persons, because he gives Krishna so easily that one can attain Krishna simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We should therefore take advantage of the benediction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we are cleansed of all dirty things, Chittu Darpan Marjanam, we shall be able to understand very easily that Krishna is the only object of love. Kirtanad eva Krishnasya mukta sangha param braje. Therefore, one need not undergo severe penances for many thousands of years. One need only learn how to love Krishna and be always engaged in his service. Shivon mukhe hi jihavadu swayam eva spurtyatara. Then one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Instead of bringing the Lord here for some material purpose, to have a son or whatever else, if we go back home, back to Godhead, our real relationship with the Lord is revealed and we eternally engage in our eternal relationship. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we gradually develop our eternal relationships with the Supreme Person. And thus attain the perfection called Swarupa Siddhi. I read again. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we gradually develop our eternal relationship with the Supreme Person and thus attain the perfection called Swarupa Siddhi. We should take advantage of this benediction and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Narottam Das Thakura has therefore sung, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as an incarnation to deliver all fallen souls like us and directly bestow upon us love of Godhead. we must take advantage of this great benediction of the great personality of Godhead.
Radhe, Radhe, Godhead.